Well, Paul, all in all, it must have felt like a win at Preston on Tuesday night, not just a single point.
Yeah, it was a good night for us, wasn't it? It was a fantastic effort by the players to come from three down. Obviously, a lot of people, probably rightly so, think that's game, set and match when the third one goes in, but the players show great character and, to get on the ball and play like they do, and, they're so brave in how they play, and clearly for everyone to see, enjoying the football at the minute. That's very pleasing for me as a manager.
And of course, one of the goals scored when Chesterfield were temporarily down to 10 after the Wembley thing last year, that is getting a pattern, isn't it?
We were thinking about what was the right substitution and who could do it, because obviously we don't really have a natural sort of left back. Richie Humphries is obviously on the bench, and Richie hasn't really played yet, so it was a little bit, when we did it a bit, I did it a bit, and obviously, you feel a little bit responsible, like you you should have got him on quicker, albeit there wasn't a stoppage to get him on, but disappointing goal to concede, because at 2-0 you feel okay, the next goal in the game's huge, 2-1, everything to play for, but at 3-down it's not, it's very rare. We obviously on the wrong end of it at Morecambe last year. We went to Accrington and we were 2-down after 5 minutes, and 3-down at half time. These things happen, it's football, it's defensively for that first 15, 20 minutes, we were all over the place. It's something that we can come in, we look at, how could we be better, what can we do to improve? But certainly, I thought the last 60 minutes of the game, we were excellent.
Give Preston some credit, the first and the third goals were lovely crosses in to the scorers, though, weren't they?
We couldn't handle them. We're not trying to be clever, we weren't defending great because we couldn't handle them. Mm. That's what I'm trying to say. Give Preston great credit because, but when you play on that breath like Preston did, you can't keep it up. And this is, we've got to game manage that, and it's important that we're doing the right things at the right time, i.e. playing in their half, not keeping it so short and locally. We must get higher up the pitch quickly. We must squeeze the press in their half to keep them away from us. We just think that we pass and pass and pass. And this is the education of football for our players. And, it happened at Newport away last year. We spoke about starting the game well, playing in their half again. We were one down after 4 minutes, pitter-pattering about, thinking that we just playing. I can't fault our players. I'm nitpicking at them because, they're a credit to themselves and the club at the minute. And I'm really pleased with how, even this morning, how they come in and they work tirelessly to be better. And, as I say, I'm really pleased with them. And at the minute, it changes. Football, we're not sitting here thinking, aren't we great and haven't we cracked it? Not at all. We know that round the corner there's always a defeat, there's always a bad day, but as I say, I can only speak volumes for the players and the character and what they're doing for us in the club at the minute.
I know Endall's on fire at the moment, isn't he? And what a great link-up he seems to have got with Daniel Johnson as well.
Again, I think, numerous comments about Owen, and Owen does nothing different today than he's done last season, this time last season. As a team, we're doing not a lot different than we were at this stage of last season. What is now happening, that's blatantly obviously, there is a lot more space on pitches due to our team set up against us. It's that simple. Last year there was no space against teams. Teams would defend very deep. They defend the edge of the box in numbers, so there's no space to run into. Now all of a sudden there's a lot of space. Owen's taken great advantage of that space, allied by his teammates also providing them with a lot of chances. And I think Owen's the first to admit, some of the passes obviously off Daniel Johnson, Jay O'Shea the other night for the first goal was sublime, and Owen's finishing the top drawer as well.
Clearly, Dan Jones picked up an injury. George Margaritis went off with a head cut. How are those two, first of all?
They both won't make the game tomorrow, that's the way it is. We make changes. And as I say, it's not a case of where you're enjoying the ride. This is new for me, it's new for the staff. Our supporters will probably have a better insight into League One than me. We're trying to watch games. I was at Fleetwood Barnsley on Wednesday night. We're always trying to watch games and further our knowledge of it. So, but we're enjoying it. That's the biggest thing I can say. We haven't gone to Orient with any fear, and that's not because we've had a positive result. MK Dons, we enjoyed it. The good games, we're involved in good games. I said to our supporters, we will be involved in these type of matches now, because when we go to Doncaster tomorrow, we're going to try and win. We're not going over there to, and with the greatest respect to Doncaster, because Doncaster will try and beat us. They've got good players. So the likelihood is you see goals and you come away thinking, what a good game. And I thought that on Tuesday night. I think for any supporter who went Tuesday night, ours and Preston's, by the time it does settle, he's actually gone. That was a smashing game of football.
What did Sam Grayson say to you afterwards? Was he must have been frustrated.
You only have 20 minutes, half an hour, you have a couple of beers together. And I think he was a bit frustrated. Obviously, might have thought his players should have done better or different stuff, but that's, I certainly never get involved in criticising other teams, and and I'm not criticising Preston, I'm just saying, you know, that's for Simon and his staff to sort out.
But I'm sure Morecambe was mentioned at the end of the game by more than one person, wasn't it?
Well, and it's funny football though, Phil, because I can actually say when they put the 6 minutes up, it was a case that I felt we'd won by drawing. I know that sounds silly, but we wanted the game over then. Yet, and I'm looking back and I'm thinking to myself, why was I thinking like that? Why wasn't I more positive thinking, let's go and win? And that's, you know, where everyone's mentality is, and that must be, because obviously a 3-3 to draw was a great achievement for the players and you know, for everyone there. But you know, looking back, I think to myself, games are funny, and when you've got momentum, go with it. Go with it all the way.
You said about the two lads who will not make the game. What about what about the others? Is Dan Gardner likely to be involved?
Dan can be involved, yeah. He's trained the last couple of days and trained really well, so that's pleasing. You know, Gary Roberts and Daniel Jones hopefully will be back for next weekend, so that's really pleasing. It's good that we have these little breaks now due to being out of the Capital One Cup and obviously the Johnson's Paint Trophy.
And no doubt George as well next week.
George will be back, yeah. He's got concussion, see, so you know, they have to miss the next weekend. So all in all, you know, I'm really pleased with Everton. Our support's great. You know, to take nearly 500 fans over there on a Tuesday night, great credit to the Chesterfield fans. You know, we're looking forward to big support tomorrow. I think they know that we try our best for them, and I think everyone's relationships are good at the minute, and long may it continue.
And this week will feel like the promotion was real, wasn't it? Playing at a great place like Deepdale, it's the same tomorrow at the Keep Moat, playing in great locations, good pitches.
This is half the battle, Phil. I think, you know, you've got to believe that you belong here. This is football, you know. To speak to our players and our players, what you have to improve them is mentally, that when you go to these places, that you go there to win. You're not going there because haven't we done well to get up, aren't we lucky to be at this level. We're trying to win a league, that's what we're trying to do, and make no bones about it, to say we're not stupid. We could go on a bad run, but the mentality of myself and the players must be that we're here for good. We're here because we're good and we deserve to be, and we're wanting to go up, you know. And that's something that, enjoying the stadiums, enjoying the games, it's all good, but we've got to have that self belief.
And Paul Dickhoff will be trying to get self-belief into his players. They've not won at home for a while. 8 games drew with Crawley on Tuesday night. He's without one or two of his key players, Main, Forrester, Jones, who's key at the back. So yeah, I know you don't talk about other managers, but that'll be the thing, won't it? It'll be about mentality at Doncaster as much as anything else.
The goal, you know, I think I keep going back to mentality now at the minute, because I believe it plays a huge part. You know, we'll travel over there tomorrow like we do, with fantastic support, you know, and we genuinely do, on a scale of 1 to 10, we concentrate on ourselves 90%. Are you with me? We respect every team we play. You know, Doncaster are a fantastic club. Dickie's done a great job. They've overseen different promotions, relegation, changeover in chairman, you know, different finances. You know, they've had some smashing results this year. Certainly the away from home have been very strong. You know, but we go there concentrating. Like, we're dead respectful to everyone. Both to managers, to players, to other clubs, you know. But it's about what we do. You know, it's so important. We can only affect what we do, and that's why, you know, I do really concentrate on ourselves, how we play as a team, how we're performing as a club. And I'd say I'm really pleased with Everton at the minute. I think it's going really well, and long may continue.
And Doncaster, despite their home form, you say got good players. People like Wellens when he's on form, Furman when he's on form, Nathan Tyson from his history in the game. These are all potential.
Coppinger
as well. Yeah,
good players. Yeah. Real seriously good footballers. And you know, people look into home form. How many home games have they played? We've only played 7 league games. Doncaster in an okay league position. You know, they've done well, Dickie. So everything changes. We've just got to go over there, concentrate, looking forward to a game and making sure we play well. And that's what we've done the other night. We never started well, but we finished the game well. And you always get what you deserve. And we got a draw the other night because I felt that's what we deserved. We've got to go and make sure we start tomorrow. You know, we'll be backed by huge support, and we're really looking forward to going over there and trying to get a win for them.
You said before the Scunthorpe game last weekend how lively training had been after that sort of big gap after the 4-1 win, and then a great comeback. Has it been similar this week?
Yeah, it has. We've just cut training short because with the 3 games in the week, I didn't want them to spend too much time on the training ground on a Friday. But training was really bright, and the good thing about us at the minute, I think our supporters can appreciate, it's hard to pick teams. You know, Jay O'Shea comes on the other night, absolutely outstanding, different class. And they've got this, you know, I can only tell our supporters that behind the scenes, these lads get on really well. They have a lovely spirit about them, that they are behind each other. And as a manager, it doesn't half please me that. You know, Gary Roberts was absolutely jumping around the dressing room the other night when we've equalised. And, you know, he was jumping on the players, and he's so happy. And like, that's for me, that means everything to me, because it means that we have come a long way. You know, as a group, we're doing really well, and you know, that team spirit will take it a long, long way, that's for sure.
Have you decided on your team yet?
Yeah.
Has it been a tricky one?
People can say that, you know, it is what it is. You know, I won't be obviously I'm not going to tell people the team, but no, I have decided. People come back in. I like balancing the team. You know, people will come back into the team, and I'm lucky because there's a lot being made over the summer. I feel all that's gone now. That's all done and dusted about squads and finances and money. We've got a good squad. We've got depth in our squad. We've got good players, and I can call on any numerous lads now. With Haird out, Talbot out, they're two really good footballers that are out for us, and we've still got strength.
Doncaster, Notts County, Sheffield United coming up, good stuff, isn't it?
I love it. You know, yourself, Bill, you can see there's a buzz around our club, and it's a good one. And it's not a buzz of cockiness or thinking you've done well, or, you know, we have our feet firmly on the ground, and we train hard after we've played, and, you know, they're the habits that'll get us home. And if we can do well, we do well. If we don't, it won't be for the one to try.